glad you've joined us on Songs of Praise, an hour of musical reflection to encourage your heart.
Beyond the sin, to the helpless poor. take what I've abused and make from it a vessel you can use. I admit I don't deserve another chance. Oh, but I'm sorry I blew it. I failed you once again. All the things I said I was, I haven't been. And I know that you've heard this a million times before.
Place with you, I bow before your throne. I bear the deepest part of me to you and you alone. I keep no secrets, for there is no thought you have not known. I bring my best and all the rest to you. Supply my needs according to your plan. So help me, Lord, to seek your face before I seek your hand. And trust you know what's best for me when I don't understand. Then follow in obedience in every circumstance.
Yeah.
hope you're enjoying Songs of Praise. Here's some more inspirational music.
Keep knocking at my door. it will help to make us strong. So let it. sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, this mortal must put on immortality. So sleep sweetly.
Wounded heart I bring and give.
Songs of Praise continues with more inspirational music.
All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia.
Everything. Jesus. sadly cried.
Where is Jesus? Did we leave him far behind? Did we take for granted he was here, walking with us all the time? Where is Jesus? To find him once again, we must return to the place where we left him. Where is Jesus?
Where is Jesus?
I prayed for God to lead my way, that his will for me be known. All he asked is that I wait for him. Still I stepped out on my own. Without him here to guide my steps, I failed him many times. I only have myself to blame. I bow my head and cry.
Where is Jesus? Did I leave him far behind? Did I take for granted he was here, walking with me all the time? Where is Jesus? To find him once again, I must return to the place where I left him. Where is Jesus?
You made some bad decisions with a selfish thought in mind. You had the best intentions for the goals you set in life. Your relationship and God secure, but the fellowship is gone.
You can choose to walk with him again. You don't have to walk alone. Where is Jesus? Did you leave him far behind? Did you take for granted he was there, walking with you all the time? Where is Jesus? To find him once again, he must return to the place where you left him. Where is Jesus?
Where is Jesus?
Where is Jesus?
You're listening to Songs of Praise. It's our desire to encourage and uplift your thoughts to our loving Creator God.
Come, ye thankful people, come, raise the song of harvest home. All is safely gathered in, ere the winter storms begin. God, our Maker, doth provide for our wants to be supplied. Come to God's own temple, come, raise the song of harvest home.
Harvest home, raise the song, harvest home.
For the Lord our God shall come, and shall take his harvest home. From his field shall in that day all offenses purge away. Give his angels charge at last, in the fire the tares to cast. But the fruitful ears to store in his garner evermore. Even so, Lord, quickly come to thy final home.
from sorrow, free from sin.
There forever purified, in thy presence to abide.
Come with all thine angels, come,
raise the song of harvest home.
The song
spacious firmament on high, with all the blue ethereal sky, and spangled tents a shining frame, their great original proclaim. Unwearied sun from day to day does his creator's power display, and publishes to every land the work of an almighty hand. Soon as the evening shades prevail, the moon takes up the wondrous tale, and nightly to the listening earth repeats the story of her birth. While all the stars that round her burn, and all the planets in their turn, confirm the tidings as they roll, and spread the truth from pole to pole. What though in solemn silence all, who round this dark terrestrial pole, what though no real voice nor sound amid the radiant orbs be found, in reason's ear they all rejoice and utter forth a glorious voice, forever singing as they shine, the hand that made us is divine.
Rest a while, weary child, in the mighty arms of God. Lay your head upon his chest, close your eyes and simply rest. He knows all that you need. He has heard. just a while, broken child, in the healing hands of God, hands that hold the reeling spheres, will wipe away your tears. He who makes all things new will do the same.
My song.
Join us again next time on Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio, to enjoy more uplifting music.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Sandra Ashton.
This story is entitled A Modern Day Resurrection. Matthew chapter 19 verse 14 says, Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." While tending to a mild wound on my oldest son's head, I noticed my five-year-old daughter, Madison, approaching. She came and stood by as if waiting patiently for her turn to say something. She finally said, "Excuse me." "Just a minute, Madison," I replied. "I'm almost done," I continued with the wound. A minute or two later, she repeated, "Excuse me." I finally stopped to listen. "Jackson drowned," she said. Now she had my undivided attention. "What do you mean, Jackson drowned?" I answered with a frantic voice. "Where is he?" My panicked tone of voice must have frightened Madison, because she was unable to answer me. So I dropped everything and decided to investigate this. Hoping she meant he was stuck in the mud of the creek bed, I picked up Kennedy, my newborn baby, and ran across the driveway, over the fence, down the hill, and into our field where the creek was. Jackson was not there. Now I feared, because there was only one place where he could actually drown, and that was the pond. I sprinted down the creek to the middle of the field where the pond was. As I approached, all my worst fears were realized. Way out in the middle of the pond was a little red figure. It was my two-year-old Jackson, floating face down in his red sweatshirt. Without hesitation, I dropped the baby and dove in, swam to his body, and pulled him to shore. Getting him to a dry surface, I found that it was too late. There was no life in him. I tried to get water out of his lungs, but still he had no pulse and no breath. In complete disparaging anguish, I sat there on the shore with the boy I loved so dearly, who now was cold and pasty white. Jackson was dead. With nothing left to do, I raised my voice to God. "Oh, God, do something. Please save him, I beg you." Immediately, a tiny bubble came out of Jackson's nose. Then a voice seemed to tell me, "Now would be a good time for CPR." So I tilted his head back and gave him two breaths, followed by several chest compressions. All I got in return was an exhale. "Keep trying," the voice encouraged me. So again, I breathed into his lifeless soul. This time, I was rewarded with an unexpected inhale, then another. "He's alive," I reported to my son Alex, who had made his way down to the pond. But as he continued breathing, he suddenly went into the most terrible convulsions I had ever seen. Every muscle in his body went into spasms, and he began to moan uncontrollably. It got worse and worse. A 911 call was made. An ambulance picked us up, and Jackson was rushed to the local hospital emergency room where the doctors took over. They worked feverishly, pumping his lungs and stomach that seemed to yield gallons of green water. For about an hour, they continued treating him as I stood by him in that crowded emergency room. Jackson was not improving. The convulsing and moaning persisted as bad as ever, and I was sure now that I would be visiting my beloved son in a children's hospital for the rest of his life. Then I remembered my prayer at the pond. God heard me then. Perhaps he will hear me again. I fell on my knees. Oh, God, please bring him back. Thank you for his life, but now hear me once more and restore him back to health. I arose from this prayer, leaned over my Jackson's convulsing body, and said, Jackson, are you cold? As I spoke to him, I reached my hand out and touched his chest. Immediately, his body relaxed. The moaning stopped. His eyes rolled back from inside his head, and he looked at me and answered, yes. At this point, the joy that flooded my soul was indescribable. My Jackson is back, I exclaimed. The nurses and doctors in the ER were stunned for a moment. Then the whole room erupted with cheers. After a night in the intensive care unit, the hospital staff confirmed that Jackson had made a thorough recovery. And as we left, we made a special effort to thank everybody, especially the doctor in charge. I didn't do anything, the doctor replied, as he reverently pointed his finger toward heaven, indicating to whom the full credit rightly belonged. A reflection associated with this story comes from The Desire of Ages, page 483. However much a shepherd may love his sheep, he loves his sons and daughters more. Jesus is not only our shepherd, he is our everlasting Father. And he says, I know mine own, and mine own know me, even as the Father knoweth me, and I know the Father. John chapter 10, verse 14 and 15. Revised Version. This is a brief excerpt from a book by Laron Cole, Desire Media speaker evangelist, called A Modern Day Resurrection. This story has been featured on 3ABN on three different programs. You can visit desiremedia.org for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
We hope you enjoy the short presentation of how God led his people after the Reformation from lineagejourney.com.
William Miller was the oldest of 16 children and was born in Roehampton, New York. His parents were Christians, and in his home there were only three books, the Bible, the Psalter, and the Prayer Book. He had an insatiable desire to learn and would read these over and over again. But his desire to learn would lead him to others in the area with more extensive libraries than in his home. He would borrow books, and by the light of burning pine knots, he would read them late into the night. This soon distinguished him as one of the most educated people in his area, both of his own age group and those older as well. As William Miller reached the age of marriage, he met a young lady named Lucy Smith here in the town of Poultney, Vermont, a few miles from where he lived. After they got married, he moved here to this town and found out that they had a library here. Here he would spend hours day after day and was introduced to the writings of Voltaire, David Hume, and Thomas Paine, all great deists. Deists believe that God created the world and set it in motion, but after that he took a step backwards, detaching himself from the everyday affairs of man. William Miller would go on to become a deist. In 1812, America was at war with England, and William Miller had a strong sense of patriotism, and like his father before him, he volunteered to fight for his country. In the town of Pulteney, where he lived, 47 men volunteered to fight on the condition that he would be their officer. Two things stood out in William's mind from this war. The first was when a shell, just like this one from the Battle of Plattsburgh, exploded within 2 feet of him and three other men. Whilst the other sustained injuries, he walked away unscathed. The second was the Battle of Plattsburgh itself. The Americans were heavily outnumbered. The British were much better trained and experienced, having just defeated Napoleon, yet they were soundly beaten by an army they should have routinely defeated. The protection and providence of God was vividly impressed upon his mind and was not something he could easily shake. After returning to his hometown after the death of his father, he would sometimes attend church with his mother, his wife, and his children. Whilst he was a deist, he enjoyed listening to his uncle preach, and he also wanted his children to attend church. When his uncle was away, however, one of the deacons would read a prepared sermon, and one Sunday he told his mother that he did not want to go to church because he found the deacon's reading to be boring. He did say, however, that he will be open to reading in the future if an opportunity arose. Like any good mother would, she arranged for him to be the reader the next time his uncle was away, and it turned out that the sermon was about parental duties and the importance of prayer. Whilst he was reading, he broke down crying, struck by the inconsistency, by the fact that he did not pray, yet he encouraged his children to pray. Suddenly, the character of the Savior was vividly impressed upon his mind, how he would atone for our sins and suffer death in our place. He later said, "God opened my eyes, and oh my soul, what a beautiful Savior I saw Jesus to be." He fell in love with Jesus and the Bible, and this would take him on a journey that would go far in life. The love of Jesus can melt the most stony of hearts. Whilst William believed in God, it was an impersonal God. Yet when he saw the loving character of God, it melted his heart and pierced through his logical and rational mind. Maybe you are someone, or you know someone, who has similar doubts that William had. Pray. Pray that they may see the love of God. Pray that they may open their hearts and allow him to come in.
To view more episodes in this series, visit lineagejourney.com.
Let's listen to William Ackland as he shares a psalm from his paraphrase of the Bible called The Gift.
Today I shall read Psalm 143, which is another psalm of David. And again, it is a plea for God's deliverance. Hear this prayer of mine, O Lord. May you listen to what I say. You are faithful and righteous, so please give me the answer that I need. Do not bring me before your court, O Lord, for no one can be declared innocent before you. My enemies, who are always near, keep hounding me, seeking to destroy me. I feel I am in a dark cave, like those who have been dead for years. Discouragements are covering me as a flood. I have just about had enough. I remember when things were going well a long time ago. I shall think about all the things you have done for me, reflecting on the works of your hands. In my desperation, I raise my hands before you. My soul is like a desert, needing the rain of your love. Please answer me quickly, O Lord, or my life will fade away. Do not hide behind a veil, or I shall be a dead man. Let me see your love working for me in the morning, for I put my whole trust in you. Let me see clearly the road I should travel, for I have put my soul into your hands. Rescue me, O Lord, from my enemies, for I flee to you when I am in trouble. Teach me to live in harmony with your will, for you are my God. May then your Spirit, who is good, keep me in a place where righteousness dwells. Refresh my soul, O Lord, to show how good you are. May your righteousness find a way out of my trouble. Show mercy to me and destroy my enemies. Crush those who would harm me, for I am your servant.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.